Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, wow. We're back. It's the Aftermath. Woo! And it's the ladies edition.
Hi.
Hi, it's Anish.
It's Gina.
And Carla.
Hey, so Joey's out. He had to go on a sales call.
I don't know what it was important, though.
It was business. So he's out. So that just means that it's the three of us here. We're going to talk some shit because that's what we do. And specifically, we kind of came around to asking ourselves the question of, what do you hate about your former self? So this was something that we just were thinking about, just asking ourselves that question. I think we're going to answer that today on The Aftermath.
The Aftermath.
Okay, so it's kind of a deep question, like just even thinking about it like right off the bat, but I know that I've changed a lot, ladies. Would you say the same for yourselves, like in your lifetime?
Massively, yes. I mean, there's fundamental pieces of you, I think, that really do stay the same.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting. So I know we've talked about it before, but I know you studied it too. Maybe you did too. I think we all studied like human growth and development
yes.
to some extent mm-hmm. in college. And the way they described it to me is you're literally like a tree. You're going to have this trunk where it's very fundamental, but you branch off
yes.
and there's so many different ways that you can branch off. It all depends on these choices that you make. And it's mm-hmm. never too late to change the growth pattern of your branches. It really just starts with like small changes.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Sometimes a wind will make a whole branch fall off and you
right.
won't even realize when you forgot to play the mm-hmm. piano mm-hmm. or how to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I feel very different, even from who I was when I first met my husband. I mean, a lot of similarities,
ooh.
But I've grown so much as a person.
Do you think that's inevitable in any kind of relationship or that only happens in successful ones?
Ooh, good question.
Right?
I don't know. I think to an extent it's inevitable, but the amount really depends on the relationship. Because I do have some friends that have been with their person for a very, very long time, especially now as I'm approaching my 30s. I have friends that have been with their person since they were in their early 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And their relationship's gotten a little bit better, but it's not like amazing, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my next question, because I know when you're talking about growth and you're referring to your husband, Bryce, and you and your relationship,
mm-hmm.
it's good growth. It's positive, but there,
right.
but change throughout the years can also be super negative.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Like, I have uh-huh. seen people who were once a shining fucking star, and now Ooh. It's like they are with somebody who has dimmed their light just so drastically for years that they are just like a shell of a human
going
being.
Going back to the tree analogy, you get someone who's going to take away your sun, you ain't going to flourish and grow.
Nope.
Mm-mm. No. I mean, like, that's a really big thing, like, just talking about the relationships, because to answer that question, I think that all relationships change you.
Yep.
I don't know if you grow from them necessarily, but you definitely
yeah, exactly.
change regardless.
That's why I was like, negative and positive change,
but
not growth.
What
always.
I, like, to get back to the original question of what do you hate about your former self really ties into relationships. I hated how I was so focused on like the concept and the idea of a relationship and how it was like so important for me to get into one. I've turned it into like a bit of like a joke into a storyline because I think that's what a lot of people think about. But what was it? Was it that Emma, what's her face? We saw the headline.
Watson. She is Hermione Granger, also Belle in the remake of Beauty and the Beast.
Uh-huh. And she's like happily self-partnered?
Yes. Yes. She calls herself self-partnered. She doesn't like the negative connotation that comes with the word single. So she's like, no, I'm not single.
Mm-hmm.
I'm committed to myself.
Right. So what I would say, like one of the things that I hated about my former self, I'm still striving for a relationship. It still is something that I want to have. And it's something that I think that everybody deserves to have that kind of a connection with
companion.
Somebody. But what I hated about my former self is seeing all these other people just in relationships that I knew and just the feeling that I had with that of just like this pure like jealous. I don't even know if it was jealousy, but just like this worthlessness feeling that was like associated with it. That I would be like, wow.
Yeah.
So these people are all in relationships. So that automatically makes me less than because they're able to find a connection and I'm not. But what I look back and hate about that is a lot of those people that were in those relationships at that time were in terrible relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so blinded by my mm-hmm. own ego and I was so blinded by my own emotions about it that I never saw that because to what you were saying, Carla, I've had several friends in my life that lost their shine exactly like what you were saying because of relationships that they had. I mean, like specifically, I had a really good friend who got completely hooked on drugs and she was like a fucking star. The girl was like gorgeous. She could sing. She could act. All the time I would look at her and I would just be like, okay, out of everybody in our like circle, you're the one that's going to pop off and you're the one that's going to like whatever you set out in your life, you're the one that's going to accomplish everything. And it was wild to me to see that the direction that her life took with the choices that she made kind of led her into this path of, I wouldn't even say mediocrity. It was just like
destruction.
It was destruction that turned into like this path of recovery. And of course, I respect that. And I understand that there's so many more layers that come with that. And it's not as simple as like, well, it's just because you picked a bad relationship. But like, damn, I hate that I was so jealous and I didn't see things so fully at that time of people who were in relationships because, God, there was a guy that she was with that came and like threatened us as friends in college. Like he came and
oh my gosh, a knife guy?
Yeah, the knife guy. Yeah, he got her hooked on drugs. I might be saying too much. She might know who I'm talking about her at this point. But yeah, she came, like, we were all hanging out at my friend's dorm. Vista del Sol, that's not dorms, that's our apartments, right? At ASU?
No, they're
Tempe.
Dorms.
Those are dorms?
Yeah.
Okay. So
they're apartment style dorms, but they are dorms.
Okay.
I live
so
there.
We were all hanging out there, and I don't know why this girl's boyfriend was just like jealous. I think there were some mental and emotional issues, and he broke into the apartment and he had a knife and he was fully ready to like stab
anyone in his way.
Anyone in his way. There was one guy in particular that he was going after because in his mind he thought that he was going to lose his girlfriend to him. And it was just like, whoa. And here I am. I was jealous of this at one point. Like, how did I not? And I look back on it and I'm like, it is so obvious to me that all the signs were there. And I don't know why I was only looking at things from a certain perspective, a very shallow perspective. So,
yeah, to your, I guess, benefit and to anyone who sees that or thinks that way, there is so much pressure from society when mm-hmm. it comes to being with somebody and the whole, well, what's wrong with you mentality as well. So I think, God, I hope that everyone ages out of it. I don't know if everyone does. I still, like, and I'm not going to, we don't, sometimes we name names, sometimes we don't. This is one of the times where we don't. But I know someone who is in their late 40s and recently got into a relationship that led to a marriage, and every single person knew it was a horrible idea. It was a relationship out of convenience. A lot of money was spent on the marriage, and 6 months later, it was dissolved. And these aren't people who have money. You don't have money to do these types of things.
6 months later?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's just one of those things where, God, I hope everyone can grow out of that because, mm-hmm. like, that's what you don't want to fucking do. And I don't want people to feel that pressure that they need to have that person, because if that person is a piece of shit and they just don't work for you. And on the flip side, sometimes the person's not a piece of shit and they just don't work for you. It sounds like this guy was a genuine piece of shit.
Oh,
like
fucking
he's fucking coming out with you with a knife. Like, and I've met men like that. My two older sisters, you both have those type of guys in your life, in your past. Awful fucking people. But sometimes it's not always that way.
I think one thing that, and I like that you said that sometimes they're not a piece of shit and it just doesn't work out. And I think that's also something that that comes with growth and change over the years, understanding that, at least from starting off with really young relationships that were unfortunately very immature and very toxic and a little dangerous and violent in many cases for me. Fuck.
Yeah.
But multiple men. But learning, at least with this last boyfriend, with the president, I think we were talking and I was like, neither of us have to be the bad guy in our stories.
Oof. That's real as fuck.
Which was such an amazing, like, just revelation moment. Like, neither of us have to be the bad guy in each other's stories. Neither of us cheated. Neither of us yelled. I mean, yeah, did we have small disagreements? Yeah, over dumb stuff.
Every
like music.
Every single relationship does.
Like, you know, like, but it wasn't bad. It just wasn't for us.
And you know what, though? Because I know that, I mean, you might even still be going through it. You didn't break up that long ago. No. But for me, because I had one, lucky Gina, I only had one relationship that was very, very toxic and horrible. It was my first one ever. I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. After that, I was like, never again. Because once I got out of it, I was very, very, very aware of it. When you're in it, you're a little blind. Mm-hmm. But when you remove yourself, it was so, so easy to see. I was like, what the fuck was wrong
with
me?
I don't even think it's that people are blind. You know it's fucked up. You just...
You're sucked in, though.
Yes.
I mean, to an extent, you are blind. There is something, and I really like the saying, too,
make
is
excuses,
like...
I feel.
You're 3 inches away from the wall. You can't see the whole fucking wall. And then when you leave the relationship, you're literally walking away from that wall, and you see the whole wall.
It's like, holy shit.
How did I not see all that?
Right.
But... the relationships where it does end and neither of you are the bad guy, I think the breakup's harder to go through, but the aftermath is so much easier.
Yes.
I wanted to say that and really ask that because sometimes I really fucking hate if there's nobody to blame.
Well, it just, that's the, and this was my relationship before I had even met Bryce, the last boyfriend that I broke up with. I remember while we were discussing, we were already broken up, but it was one of those things where I'm going to have a very lengthy conversation with you. We dated for 2 years. We're not just going to break up and not talk about this.
Right.
I remember telling him, I was like, I really fucking love you. But it just wasn't in a place where I knew that was ever going to work. We were fundamentally so different, and it just was never going to happen. And thank God, because like I did love him, but I'm very much in love, like crazy with Bryce. It's so different with him, but we are very fundamentally the same. And there's a lot of differences there, but... those are so hard to go through because it's like, well, why the fuck are we ending this then? You're so good and I'm so good.
Damn.
And it's just like, but you still know it's not going to work. So you just have to fucking do it and walk away from it. And then afterwards, you feel a lot better. But it takes a while. The actual breakup itself sucks way more. Because if someone cheats on you, you're like, fuck them.
Yeah,
you know?
It gives you
fuck
a reason them. To be angry, a reason for it to...
You don't have that if it's a good relationship. But sometimes it just don't work.
I honestly, even with this last breakup, because it was so good, I like tried telling myself, like, well, he was always fucking tired and he never took me out and he didn't like the same fucking music as me and he didn't like my job.
Totally
but,
fair.
Which is true. All these things are
totally
true.
Fair.
But was he a bad person? No. Is he going to make another girl extremely happy someday? Absolutely. Because
fuck
his sex
her.
Was fucking amazing. So the next girl that dates the president, you go, first lady. You fucking go.
But
and she's crying. Because that's the tea, though, right?
Yeah.
Like, he's not for me.
I feel like
doesn't mean they're bad.
That kind of breakup, there was one that I had in particular that it was just like, we're not in the right place. Like, we love each other. This was like the guy. This was the same guy who, like, when he flew here to visit me, like, he was the one that was like, if we're not with somebody
in
the next
five years.
Let's get engaged. And I feel like one of the things that I screwed up on and why I don't like those like amicable breakups is because I don't think we actually broke up like after all that time, or at least I didn't acknowledge it to myself because, and I would have friends tell me this, they would be like, whenever that man calls or whenever he texts you, like, you're ready. You know what I mean? They would say that to me and they were like, he moved. It's been years. Like, stop it. And nothing happened. And when I broke up with him originally, it was because I was like, at that time, I had just quit my job out of frustration and I was not working anywhere. Like, I had just had this moment where I was just like, I can't fucking do this. I have money in my savings. I was very frustrated with the 9-to-5 life. And I was struggling to figure out what my path was. I was doing a quote unquote internship with somebody who claimed to be making a reality show, which was a whole other thing in itself.
Oh my God.
Did I ever tell you guys that?
No.
Oh my God, are you serious?
That's funny.
I don't know if I want to hear it right now or if that's like a story for another podcast, scams, because I have stories on stories of scams. A liar.
Wait.
A cheater.
A scam. Wait, but I hate that about my former self that I fell for scams, so I don't know. But anyways, though, to get back to him, it wasn't until actually, and I don't, like, this is not something that's going to, like, be emotional, so I don't want everyone to, like, feel like the shift of the conversation has changed, but, like, losing my mom was the time where, like, I think I officially was like, oh, no. No, 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 no. Like, I can't do this anymore. He texted me 2 weeks after, like, everybody, like... that he was just like, sorry, I haven't got back to you about, like, when I had said that my mom had passed away. Mm-hmm. And he was like, sorry, I haven't gotten back to you about, like, your mom passing, but it was just really crazy to read. And that was the first thing that he said to me. And that was just one of those things where I was like, wait, So this is about
you?
How you feel? Motherfucker, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
And that, like, in combination with what had actually happened, along with, like, our history together, the weirdness with that engagement, like, it didn't take until, like, that moment where I was like, oh, I'm literally not even going to respond to this message. Like,
you didn't respond?
No.
You got to let him go.
Fuck it. No. Because it was just weird. He would drunk call me randomly all the time, like, over the years and be like, babe, you were the one. Like, I need to move back. And I hate that about my former self, that I allowed myself to continue that.
Yeah.
Because I think part of, like, my struggles with being single was, and I had friends that called me out on this a lot, and I was like, you guys are fucking stupid. But they were just like, you're still technically with him.
Yes.
Like, he's not here. You guys aren't actively together, but, like, mentally you are still, like, on, like, with him. And that is so weird because I didn't see it until after the fact, and I just, like, ugh. It's so cringy. Ugh.
It's exactly the same as, like, when you have feelings for somebody else. And, like, you're not together with them, even if you were never together. You can't allow yourself to be with anyone else because in the back of your mind, you're, like, you're saving yourself for this person because, like, at any minute. It's kind of like if Stuart were to text me right fucking now.
Oh, right.
I would be like, absolutely, let's fucking go. Let's, to the end of the world, baby. Like, ew.
But you know that.
Exactly.
Like, you can acknowledge that about yourself. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, that's definitely interesting. I don't know if that's why I took more time between relationships than I had in the past with this last one. But, mm-hmm. I mean, even the guy I dated in high school, I really, really liked him. But I just knew different places in life, it wasn't working out. But I did get into my next relationship quick. With that last one, I took time. I was like, nah, I need to just chill. I need to feel myself for a little bit. I need to hoe it out, which I totally did and had some fun.
Yes, and there's nothing wrong with hoeing it out after a relationship.
Mm-mm.
Like, I mean, everybody's going to deal with however they want to deal with their breakups the way that they want to deal with them. But there's nothing wrong with when you're absolutely single, fucking as many fucking people as you want, as long as you're safe.
Yeah.
And
everyone's looped in.
I mean,
you know, you're not playing around with anyone's
cares?
Hearts and emotions. I know we've had pretty extensive talks about that. So just friendly reminder, do you? And do them too.
Yeah.
But I'm going to, I guess, derail the convo to go into a different route because things that I hate about myself in the past, I don't know if I've actually gotten into the specific question yet. We've just kind of been talking, which is fine. It's been a good conversation. But I was younger. It was definitely like 8th grade, 9th grade. But honestly, probably all the way up till I was like 17, 18, I was one of those annoying ass motherfuckers that would not like something simply because it's trendy and I would actively avoid it because it was trendy. And I say that wholeheartedly that's so fucking stupid and annoying. It does not make you cool. It does not make you edgy. It does not make you fucking different. So you just, I mean, it's a big ego thing. Oh, I'm not like the crowd. You're all listening to that music. Ew, change that and put on alternative.
I can like kind of see.
Like, you know, no shade to alternative music. I really like it.
Right.
But still to this day, but I will also get down to some Ariana Grande. Whereas like 16-year-old Gina, I would have never liked Ariana Grande because she was popular.
Wow. So was it that you were just like to show face to people, you would say that, but then like secretly you would enjoy it?
No.
Oh.
Not even secretly.
Committed.
I wouldn't listen to it. Are you kidding me? No.
Wow.
I that's how I genuinely felt about the situation. I like people were sheeple. They were fucking annoying. Mm. And maybe it's an introvert thing. And maybe it's just like wanting to do my own thing. And it could also be hardcore middle child syndrome. Not feeling like I had my own identity in my house because there were so many kids around. It's like, no, I need to have something that feels like it's me.
Right.
You know? And that was it. I was like, turn off 98.3.
Was that what everybody else was
very
listening
popular.
To in the house?
Yes, yes. And shout out to Joey Boy because I think he may have been on the station. I listened to his show because it was funny while I was getting ready. I listened to The Nuts and the 730 Dirty Dirty. I love to hear people talk shit. It was so funny. I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
But the music portion, fuck no. I was always listening to KUPD and I was always listening to, I don't know, how long was 103.9 alternative in the Valley?
For a while.
And I know I listened to them too.
The Edge.
Yeah. Mm. But now, I mean, rock is so popular now. I just feel like it doesn't even matter. But yeah, from, and even internet trends, like ones that I know about obviously now, like planking, like the ice bucket challenge, those have been happening for the entirety of the internet. And when they would happen, I would intentionally not learn about it because I thought it was fucking sheeple stupid shit.
Oh,
So all these people were doing it, and I'm just like, I don't even know what that is. I don't even want to know what that is. But I hate that about my former self because it's just stupid. Like, there's nothing wrong with liking things that a lot of other people like. You should have your own interests. You should have your own identity, but there's a mix in there. Like, there's nothing wrong with liking trendy shit.
No, as long as it resonates with you.
Right.
Like, that's the big
exactly.
thing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah. And the reason why I asked, like, if you were, because for me, like, in the closet, I was pretty meticulous about, like, what I would share that I enjoyed with people as opposed to, like, being like, okay, girl, let me go, like, secretly get this, like, burn this new Britney Spears CD onto my computer.
You know what's crazy, though, is when I was a little kid, I loved Britney Spears.
What?
She was, like, my first idol when I was a child. She was one of my first Halloween costumes that I remember dressing up as. I was Britney Spears as a kid. Yes,
did you ever have a Britney Spears Barbie?
Yeah, I had a Britney Spears Barbie as well. And I got super excited. There's a home video of me opening it. So it really was just like this angsty teenager puberty shit when I start listening to My Chemical Romance. And like, and they're back now. Hey.
I know. How do you feel about that? They're back and so is Rage Against the Machine. I don't know if you listen to them either.
As I do, hardcore. As an adult, definitely more excited about Rage Against the Machine.
And
if we're going back to like young Gina.
Sold out already, I think.
Shut up.
At least My Chemical Romance. Romance is sold out already.
I could see that. I saw My Chemical Romance, though, in their heyday, which was so fucking tight.
Oh,
but
I
would I love
only
to
know
because
the president.
The that guy cracks me the fuck up. I can't believe that he really thought that All American Rejects was not top 40 shit. Like, that man. That man.
No way, dude. He was literally showing me 5 seconds
of summer. He needs
a
history. He needs a fucking history lesson in music. 5 seconds of summer. And
he was like walking out to that. And he's
Jesus
like, I bet you've never
Christ.
Heard this song. And I'm just like,
5 seconds of summer.
I'm like, yeah.
And we're not talking shit on this music. We like
no,
it.
I like it.
I mean, the All American Rejects, there's nothing wrong with you at all. But for him to really get on your ass about listening to Lord.
Because
Lord.
It's top 40 basic ass shit.
But to like then tout how amazing the All American Rejects are is like, you are a confused it's... man when it comes to music, sir, because like, they're more pop than Lord.
Watch
honest
me
to God.
Get, watch me be getting the name of that band hella wrong. And like, I'm just saying All American Rejects, and he was saying something hella different. I genuinely don't really remember.
Whatever, it makes a
whatever.
Good story.
It's a good fucking story.
It's hilarious.
But that's interesting. Okay, so Gina, it was like you intentionally trying to avoid trends, and you hated that about yourself.
Mm-hmm. I just think it's so stupid. Like, because I didn't genuinely hate pop music. I just hated it because everyone else loved it.
Right, right.
I'm just
so,
fucking dumb.
Is there something, Carla, from you, like I don't know if it comes from, like, childhood or, like a characteristic from when you were younger? I mean, we know you're the young queen.
When I was younger, I mean, I say this a lot to you guys. Like, I am a huge pushover. Mm. But when I was younger, it was, like, so much fucking worse. Like, I was literally the definition of a beta bitch. Like I was never the ringleader of the group ever. And I wish that I wasn't as followy of the trends, I guess, Gina. Like, I feel like I never... Mm. Like, I always just got used and taken advantage of and, like, talked shit about and bullied, and I just fucking took it. And I think that that made me, maybe now that, like, I'm older, it makes me a little meaner and stuff, and, like, some of the stuff I say and shit, and people are like, oh, my God, it's such a bitchy comment. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Like, if you knew what I went through, I don't give a fuck that I just said that girl looks like that. Because, you know, it made me a meaner person
right.
as I was older once I got more ballsy. But it's like I'm not directing that negative energy towards the people I should have been in the past. So it's like now I'm directing at people that probably don't deserve it.
Ooh.
Because I'm just, like that now.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm still really fucking nice, but, like, there are going to be a lot of moments where I'm just like, okay.
Yes, yes.
You know?
I know, yeah.
Absolutely.
I know.
Yeah. I had problems with, like, alpha bitches in school, but not necessarily because I was a pushover. I was just a leader of myself. And whenever you're around a group of girls, there is one alpha bitch or maybe two that want to run the pack. Mm-hmm. And I would be in with the pack and not give a flying fuck about what they said. And then they'd come at me and I wouldn't be afraid to go at them. But I never wanted to lead the group. And again, I don't know if it is just being the introvert. Like, I had no interest in being the alpha fucking bitch because I don't want that. I want you all to have your own identity. So that was a big reason why I had a falling out with that one group of girls I hung out with a lot in high school.
Yeah.
Because I was like, nah, fuck off. I was like, there's maybe like three of you that are actually good people, and the rest of you are just going to follow whatever the fuck these goddamn bitches ass say. Like one time I can remember specifically, a friend of mine would give a lot of us a ride home. Didn't want any gas. Her parents had decent money. She had a brand new car. She didn't need it. We all lived close to school, so she never asked for gas money.
Okay.
And this girl wanted to get dropped off to her job, which was, again, really close by the school. So picture this. You have two businesses, two parking lots, right, next door to each other. But sometimes there's, like, the median in between them, so the parking lots don't connect.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, my friend accidentally turned into the one that was right next door to this girl's place of work. This alpha fucking bitch throws a fit and says, you need to go to that parking lot. That's where I work. And I was like, I literally looked at her. I said, it is 15 fucking feet. You can't get the fuck out and walk. She doesn't charge you gas. It is right fucking there. It's right fucking there. But she's alpha bitch. I'm not getting dropped off where it's not my place of work. And she fucking went at me. And I was like, I'm done with this conversation. I have no interest. Like, those are the type of fucking bitches that were in that circle. And I was like, are you kidding me?
What the fuck?
Like, that sounds really exhausting.
How much fucking ego can you have where you can't walk 15 feet to go to your goddamn place of work because you're at the business next door?
I don't think I've ever dealt with anyone that was that fucking bitchy.
Oh, so annoying.
Like, I think that's why... I don't know. I never wanted to be the leader of the pack. I just wanted the opportunity to at least prove to myself that I could be, or that I didn't have to even like belong. But I used to blame my parents for why I wasn't. And it was because it's like, okay, like, because I was always a nice girl and I was cool and I was pretty. Okay, like, let's just throw it out there. But I was never allowed to hang out after school. I was never allowed to go to parties. I was never allowed to go to sleepovers.
Okay.
I was never allowed to fucking do anything.
Lots of bonding opportunities that you missed with the other
exactly.
girls.
I couldn't fucking dress how everyone else dressed. I mean, I probably could, but I just like never... I never asked my parents for anything. Like,
right.
I know I joke about this a lot. Like, I was a perfect kid. I fucking was. I don't care what anyone says. I was a perfect fucking kid. Like, I didn't ask for anything. I got straight A's. Like, not a single bad thing was done by me until, like, maybe when I got a lot older, like senior year when I really started getting into my own. But at the time, so I blamed my parents for this a lot. Like, I'm not fucking cool because of you guys. Like, you guys fucking ruined everything for me. Like, I could have been this person, and like, now I'm not. And then I got bullied for it, and like, you guys fucking ruined everything. And that's, yeah, a lot of anger there.
Well, that's so real though, right? Like, I would do that shit a lot. And I look back on it. Yeah, no, that's kind of the tough part about the question too, is that a lot of the things that I feel lean more typical, but then when you break it down like the way that you do, it is different. Like, for me, I don't know how far in depth I want to go, but talking about like the parents and stuff, like, my mom was literally not home like pretty much the whole time that I was in high school. Like, she was just out. And there was there was a whole bunch of reasons for that. And it caused like a huge rift in our relationship. But like, the big thing was, is I would blame that. Like, I really would. Like, I would justify any negative behavior or attitude or whatever, which in hindsight, like, it wasn't that bad. Like, I was just being an angsty teenager. But it would always be like, well, I have a fucked up home that I live in, so obviously I'm going to be a fucked up kid. And it's just like, oh, girl.
Anish.
Calm down.
I'm going to tell you right now, as a sibling of many, fucking hated my sisters that did that shit.
Yeah.
Because I had sisters that would try to do that shit, and I was like, you don't even fucking know how bad some people truly have it. Like, don't get me wrong. And kind of going back to what Carla said, there's no such thing as a perfect child. There's no such thing as a perfect parent. You can be excellent. You can be really good. You can be very well-behaved and well-mannered. Everyone's gonna have fucking problems one way or another. They all will. And so I would get so pissed because I'm living the same existence as you and I'm fine, which isn't exactly the right way to go about it. That's an immature mindset because different environments affect different people in different ways. And I know that now as an adult. Mm-hmm. As you grow and you learn, people are different and that's fine. But God, that shit would piss me off. I was like, you're fucking sitting here like, woe is me. Life is hard. Your life is fucking great. You got a roof over your head. Calm down. You got food. So.
Oh, yeah.
But at the same time, it does affect people differently.
It does affect people differently, and everyone's justified for it. But yeah, it's just wild to like look back. I don't know. It's weird because I think that's really typical, to be quite honest. Like, I don't think that's uncommon.
No.
But yeah, that's for sure one thing. I mean, God. That stuff is so weird. I it's so, it, I don't think it was that long ago, but at the same time, it feels like it was, where I was like, damn, I really did have that.
My like sister complex. Had that mentality for a really long time, like, which was super weird to me because, like, I had such a dope life growing up, you know? Mm-hmm. But I do also understand that, like I've said before, my sister and I are completely different people. Mm-hmm. But she did have a lot of woe is me moments where it's like she would blame, like, my dad or something. And, like, I never understood that. I still don't understand it. I think I said this comment to you, Anish, once where I was like, I'd never gone through trauma until I got to college. So once I did go through a lot of really fucked up things, it was really hard for me to feel bad for other people because I'd be like, yeah, your hand broke and that must be really painful. Yeah. But my leg shattered in three places, so I don't want to hear about it. And which is, again, a really immature mindset.
It's the whataboutism, which is still so prevalent in today's culture.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was like, it's really common. And I'll be honest, if anybody says that they haven't or aren't that way, it's just like, bitch, okay.
Every single person has done that. It doesn't make it right. I personally, like, as I get older, it's something I try to stray away from because... just because you're going through something doesn't mean that someone else isn't. Mm-hmm. And so you get the people that are the what about this and what about that people. But then you also get the people who are like, God, I feel like I can't say anything anymore. It's like, nah, just shut the fuck up and listen. Not everyone's going to be happy with what you said. Like, there was, going back to this morning's freestyle about what's not worth it, arguing with internet strangers, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so that was my what's not worth it. Just arguing with random ass people on the internet ain't worth it. But someone posted they were struggling with getting pregnant. They had infertility issues. And I know a lot of people in my personal circle who do have that. And their post was like, stop telling people who are infertile to simply just adopt. Because, yes, it's certainly something that you can do. But to say it like that means, like, all the grieving that I'm going through doesn't matter. And all the pain and suffering and just the medical bills that I'm going through. Like, you're kind of, like, downplaying that. And then someone's like, wow, I just can't say anything anymore, can I? It's like, no, just, like, grow as a person and understand that.
Well, have respect.
Like, yes, people go through things. And sometimes maybe you didn't and you don't get it. God.
Like, that is, that said, is have really some weird. Respect. Yeah. I find that very strange about people in general. Like, I don't know. I can only know so much because, like, I'm coming from my perspective. But, like, usually, so, like, as someone who's, like, I'm gay, I'm Indian, I'm a first-generation American, and I'm, like, overweight. So, like, those are, like, very definitive characteristics for me. So usually if I'm in a situation where people are talking about something that isn't about that, as someone who is, like, a minority, I like to think that I try and, like, sit back and just kind of listen because I understand what it can be like on the flip side. Like, I'll never forget, there was a former coworker here who said this. I don't know if I've talked about this before, who, like, when gay marriage was legalized, I was here, and they looked at me, and then they were just like, okay, so can we stop talking about gay shit now that you guys got your fucking marriage rights? And I was just like,
Jesus,
what the
Christ.
Fuck?
What? Now, what I hate and what I hate about myself at that time is I was so afraid to speak up. But that was so fucking stupid. And I was just like...
Inappropriate to fucking say.
It's inappropriate?
I'm sure it shocked you, too. To this day, if you, being here for so long, if someone said that to you, I think that would really take me off guard.
What, 100%?
Yeah.
But it was one of those things where it's just like, you clearly don't have any idea what you're talking about.
No. Mm-mm,
like,
not at
you
all.
Are so ignorant
right,
that you don't understand.
It's the whole fucking straight pride shit. Like, that's fucking
oh,
necessary.
My God. I you know what? And I'm going to say this right now, and I don't give a flying fuck the consequence from it.
Okay.
If you believe that you should have a straight pride parade, I want you to unfollow me on all social media. I want you to, like, just fucking just get the fuck away from my life because I can't even. And I know that people always say that you shouldn't block out people with different opinions than you. I don't give a fuck. This one is a non-negotiable. It makes no fucking sense.
As the white person in the room, I'm going to take it another step further and think if you need a fucking White History Month, get the fuck out.
Get the fuck out.
Get the fuck out.
Yes, you did. Get you better say it.
Out. We do not need a White History Month because all fucking history is practically white. All of it. What do you think you fucking learned about in school? I just, like, it blows my mind. And as someone who is now pregnant with a white son, that's by far one of the most privileged motherfuckers in the world, I've already told Bryce, he's going to know about his privilege. And we're not going to do it in a way where it's blamey, because you can't blame the child for being born into what they're born into. Right. So I'm not going to demonize my son. And I don't want someone, because sometimes people do, well, my, like, it's so hard to be a boy nowadays. Nah, fuck that. But you are going to know the struggles.
Where?
That's a whole nother culture too. Oh, the whole the whole Me Too movement, all these mothers of boys. I'm so afraid for my sons now.
I'm afraid of your son, bitch.
Jesus fuck. No, kidding? I'm not kidding. I'm not fucking kidding. But my goddamn white ass son is gonna fucking understand the struggles of other people. And that was something I talked about with Bryce the other day, because he is a white man. And I harp on his ass all the time because I feel like you need to use your privilege. You need to fucking use your privilege to help people who aren't privileged. And that doesn't happen enough. And it really frustrates me. It just drives me fucking nuts. Because, like, I'm a white woman. So I think, like, it's definitely up there. You're a woman. So, yes, there are still times where you're going to get discriminated against. And I was having a conversation with my sister the other day. She knows people to this day who will not hire women because of maternity leave. They refuse to hire them, period. Doesn't matter if you're a white woman. So there are still struggles with women. But being a white woman, I understand, in the group of women, you're still on top. The black woman makes like 50 cents to my fucking dollar or to a white man's dollar. There's so much room in society, and I'm so tired of people trying to downplay it. Like, well, we've come so far. That's what someone in my family, someone in my close circle, a white man, said the first time I complained about maternity leave with Maeve. Well, it's a lot better than it was. That doesn't fucking mean shit.
No.
That doesn't mean that we stop talking about it. That doesn't, it just drives me crazy.
That is,
It's infuriating.
I really appreciate you saying that. And it's something I've never, I'm really fascinated. I never knew how to like go about asking about it, but I always was really curious because you are like a very aware, culturally aware person, and how that would work navigating parenting. Well, I can't, because that's the other thing. I mean, like, because talking about like different things, you're just like, fuck off. I don't like gay men who come out and start to say on the flip side of things that it's just like, you don't know my struggle. Like, we have it the worst out of everybody. No. I'm still a fucking man. I am a cisgender male. I still have a lot of privilege that comes with that. And I'm not ignorant to
that. That's true. Like, you walking around late at night in a sketch part of town, I'm sure you probably feel a little bit better internally than I would.
And that's not even it. Like, I mean, there's so many things where it's like, sure. I am male presenting, so there are still certain things socially that are more advantageous for me than there are for people who are women identifying. So it is just like, you can't do that. And my favorite thing is the white gays who come up and they're just like, I'm a fucking minority like you. There's a clip from the show called The Rich Kids of Beverly Hills where there is an argument going on between these two people on this reality show. And one is this ugly ass white gay man. And the other one is this, I don't know what specifically it is, but she's an Asian woman. And she's talking about being a minority. And he claps back at her and is just like, I'm more of a minority than you are. And I'm going to be honest with you, that is not an uncommon thing that I like. That experience is not uncommon. When I've heard like other gay men speak, I think the other thing is that gay men, honey, y'all can still be misogynistic. Mm-hmm. I know that I'm not immune to that shit either. Like, just because you are a homosexual and you are flamboyant and you have feminine tendencies does not mean that you cannot be absolutely going against feminist movements or just being anti-woman. So just understand and know that. I don't know how we got so political.
I don't even care. I don't even, because I feel like it has to, things just have to be said. Like, the people that don't believe in white privilege, there's people in this building that don't believe in white privilege.
There's lots of people
in this building that have said it openly.
Of course. There's so many people that believe it's all about opportunity and how you work, and they don't understand, like, systemic issues that are in place.
Those are like, I worked hard to get to where I am. And I'm just like,
no one's saying that you fucking didn't. Like, just, can we not? Again, it's the whataboutism. Well, what about me? What about all the work that I did? And it just drives me so crazy.
It's so ridiculous. And honestly, I think that we could like go on and
on
about that. I appreciate everyone being so brutally honest, because this conversation definitely went in a different direction.
I know,
this is what I hated about myself.
And this is what I hate about the world today.
Yeah.
That's where it went.
Well, damn. With that being said, Morning Mess, we will be back every Monday through Friday, 5:30 to 10. We're going to do it again.
Bye.